In Juneau, a new nonprofit has big plans for the site of what was once the world's largest gold mine. Between 1882 and 1922, the Treadwell Mine yielded nearly $70 million in gold. That's equivalent to roughly $1.5 billion today. The Treadwell Historic Preservation and Restoration Society seeks to promote and preserve what remains of the Treadwell Mining Complex and bring part of it back to life. Recently, the Society outlined its priorities for the project to the CBJ Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. Rebecca Shear has more.
Mosey down the Treadwell Historical Trail on Douglas Island, and you might happen upon a particular rock.
I want to show you this rock with a plaque on it.
And as Juneau mine historian David Stone will tell you,
this plaque was placed here in 1983. It was written by Philip Reed Bradley, Jr. His uncle was the president, and his dad was the superintendent.
President and superintendent of the Treadwell Mine, the operations of which Bradley describes in his inscription.
And it says, shaft depth reached more than 2,800 feet, 5 mills dropped, 960 stamps, gold production totaled some 3.3 million ounces.
But the key, Stone says, is what Bradley writes at the very end.
Daily payroll long exceeded more than 1,000 men. Life here was good.
Life here was good.
Right.
That good life is what the Treadwell Historic Preservation and Restoration Society, which David Stone, Mayor Bruce Botello, and former Assemblyman Rich Poor incorporated as a nonprofit in 2008, seeks to recapture.
I mean, we've all heard that Treadwell was a town of 2,000, but what does that mean? What was there, and what did they do?
A heck of a lot, it turns out. Society President Paulette Simpson is especially impressed by the town's self-sufficiency.
They had a bakery, dairy cows, the meat market.
General store, they had a women's clothing store, had a men's department store.
And there was the post office, the firehouse, the school.
500-seat auditorium. They had vaudeville shows. When silent pictures came out, they had them.
Phil Bradley Sr., who paid higher wages than any other mine superintendent in the world, also provided such diversions as billiards, bowling, an indoor swimming pool.
And there were two tennis courts. There's one right down here.
All that remains today are some rusted out net poles, scraps of chicken wire fencing.
See how the spruce tree is lifting up the concrete?
That was the floor of the tennis court?
The floor of the tennis court, yes.
And that's the case with pretty much everything along the trail.
Because of a fire in 1926, there's just very little left. And what's remarkable is it's just so overgrown that nobody knows what this was all about. I shouldn't say nobody, but most people don't.
Like the old office building, which many know as the old hospital, since that was what replaced the original structure.
The old office was here, and then the company store was right next to it. I've got a picture for you.
We are right here, standing in that building.
We're in the building. We're outside, but we're in the building.
Right.
That's blowing my mind.
The society aims to restore the building and create a museum.
There are so many families who have so many artifacts, and their children or their grandchildren may not have an appreciation for what those were and what they're about. So what we are hoping is that we can develop a repository for what life was like here.
Simpson says they would love to restore and recreate the entire complex, including the electric Treadwell Express that transported goods and people throughout town.
Would you have an actual train?
At some point, it would be great to have. But I say when we talk about this project that I'm on the 10-year plan. The train might be the 20-year plan. The 10-year plan would be to get the museum done.
But none of the Society's plans sit well with Juneau resident and historian Dee Longenbaugh.
It's a very pleasant area. Many people just like to walk over there. In the winter, it's nice because the trees break the wind, and Douglas winds are famous. But you're taking a pleasant walking experience, and it doesn't sound like they're preserving anything other than just making a big mess.
David Stone contends they're not messing with the site, but rather
we want to interpret the place
with, for instance, more detailed signage.
So that when people come and walk down here, they can say, wow, that was here?
In the meantime, the Society is collecting information and photographs for its website. Over the next few months, it will do an archaeological survey of the actual site.
To delineate where each building was, because we don't want to disturb, you know, we may find some great stuff in the ground. We want to be very cautious about how we go about this.
Then they can apply for grants. They'll also look to contributions, donations, and collaboration with the city, which has owned the property since 1972. CBJ has its own master plan for the area, which city officials believe is in harmony with the Society's vision. David Stone and Paulette Simpson won't estimate a total cost for that vision, though they acknowledge that the museum alone could run at least $2 million. But Stone says it's worth it.
It's just an amazing story that needs to be told and that everybody in Juneau and Douglas can take pride in, because it's more than just a gold mine. There's an amazing social side of this that you don't know when you walk through here.
Though in a few years, or 10 or 20, the Treadwell Historic Preservation and Restoration Society hopes everyone who walks the trail will know about the mine, the town, and the good life that, once upon a time, 2,000 pioneering Alaskans had the opportunity to lead. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.